Now read verse 19 of chapter 3 here. For that which befalleth the sons of man befalleth beasts. Even one thing befalleth them. As the one dieth, so dieth the other. Yea, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. And go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all return to dust again. Now, I'm sure that you recognize that there are several cults that build on this statement, but you must remember, this is the viewpoint of man under the sun. This is the viewpoint of the man who's living for himself, self-interest, and that the summum bonum of life is to live for yourself, to enjoy life. And that's the reason that men get involved in some good projects. A great many men, they get interested in athletics. Nothing wrong with that. And they give themselves to that. And then there are others that get interested in art, and others in literature, and others in music, and they give themselves to these different things. Now, you can see that this is certainly a very selfish viewpoint. This view does not accept, therefore, the optimist's conclusion. You see, evolution says that man was a beast, but that he now has become a man. Now, egoism, or egotism, or self-interest, says that man is a beast. And this viewpoint causes the individual, you see, to despise others. And it's the thing that produced the caste system in India and the class system in the rest of the world. It's the thing that has built ghettos. This is the thing that leads to vanity, that makes a man say, I'm better than that man. And he actually believes that he is. And that, after all, we are all going to one place, and we've all become dust. Now, we're speaking here of the body, and very frankly, here this is a very pessimistic viewpoint. You're just like an animal. When you die, you die. And that's it. And I heard a man say, he says, why, man's just like a dog. When you die, you just die. And that's all in the world that life is. Well, that's when a man's living for himself and himself alone. And he's adopted a very selfish, very narrow viewpoint, actually, of life. Or he can stretch that out and become interested in the arts, become interested in these things today, give himself to these things, and totally ignore everything else and say, well, after all, why, we are just going to end as a beast, and that is something that, well, makes me want to live for myself right now. And may I say to you, it's that type of teaching, and it's in our schools today. Evolution is actually a form of it, although it says man was a beast, and this says man is a beast. It's just owing about your time periods, and that you're going to die like a beast. You have no soul or spirit at all, and that's the way that this viewpoint looks at life, and as a result, what happens? Well, you come out, friends, with a viewpoint that causes you to live for yourself, because after all, you're just like an animal, and you watch an animal. I watched a bunch of little kittens the other day, and believe me, do you think they had any regard for the other? Why, they played together, but when there was something to eat, they didn't mind pushing one little fella out, and the owner of the cats had to feed that little kitten. His brothers and sisters would have let him starve to death, and perfectly willing to. Why? Egoism is their philosophy of life, too. And you see the same thing about little birds in the nest. I tell you, each little fella is taking care of himself. That is a viewpoint. Man's an animal. And that's the reason today that man's beginning to react like an animal, because he's taught in school. Our schools are teaching that man's an animal. Well, then if you are a brother, then live like an animal. And that's this philosophy of life. Now, will you notice here verse 21? Who knoweth the spirit of man that goeth upward, and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth? Now, what he's saying here is actually man's different from the beast. For the spirit of man goes upward and the beast goes downward because he's just an animal. Wherefore, I perceive that there's nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion, for who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? In other words, this life is all. This is indeed a modern teaching. You can call it anything that you want to. It's the only thing that's worthwhile is for man to identify himself with his environment, his works down here, actually with the animal world, and to live like an animal. And, by the way, this is the ancient version of the hippie and yippie philosophy, and it came out of our schools, of course.